This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel bombed at least three homes in Rafah overnight, raising new fears among the more than a million people sheltering in the last refuge on the southern edge of the Gaza Strip that a long-threatened ground assault could be coming. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Displaced Gazan Jamil Abu Houri said the intensification of airstrikes was Israel's way of showing its disdain for a UN Security Council resolution last week, demanding an immediate ceasefire. He fears next stop would be a ground assault on Rafah, which Israel has threatened to carry out, despite pleas from its closest ally, Washington, that this would cause too much harm to civilians. Look at our little ones. Look at our children. Where should we go? Abu Houri said.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. An Israeli airstrike on a paramedic center linked to a Lebanese Sunni Muslim group in South Lebanon killed seven of its members early Wednesday. The airstrike hit an office of the Islamic Emergency and Relief Corps overnight, according to the Lebanese Ambulance Association. The strike was one of the deadliest single attacks since violence erupted along the Lebanon-Israel border more than 5 months ago. The militant Hezbollah group vowed to avenge the attack, saying it will not pass without punishment. A United Nations expert who published a report that said Israel has committed genocide in Gaza during its military campaign in the wake of the attacks by U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas on October 7th said on Wednesday she had received threats throughout her mandate.
Pressure, yes, and it doesn't change my commitment or the results of.
Israel said it utterly rejects her report. This is VOA News. The U.S. Coast Guard says the cargo ship that crashed into a bridge in Baltimore, Maryland, was undergoing routine engine maintenance in port beforehand. An official said at a news conference Wednesday authorities had been informed that the ship was going to undergo the maintenance. He added they were not informed of any problems. The ship collided into a support pillar early Tuesday, causing the span to collapse. The bodies of two of six workers who plunged into the water were recovered earlier Wednesday. A U.S. appeals court has kept on hold a Republican-backed Texas law that would let state authorities arrest and prosecute people suspected of illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The law would make it a state crime to illegally enter or re-enter Texas from a foreign country and would empower state judges to order that violators leave the United States, with prison sentences up to 20 years for those who refuse to comply. The Republican-backed law met immediate legal pushback from Democratic President Joe Biden's administration. The White House says the law oversteps the authority of the federal government to enforce immigration laws.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. More on investigators collecting evidence from the cargo ship that plowed into the U.S. city of Baltimore, Maryland's Francis Scott Key Bridge and caused it to collapse. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Six bridge workers presumed dead after our cargo ship hit Maryland's Key Bridge Tuesday, knocking it down. Governor Wes Moore praising the divers searching for those workers.
They are down there in darkness where they can literally see about a foot in front of them. They are trying to navigate mangled metal.
The governor was asked about criminal charges against the ship, which said it lost steering.
It's still too early in the investigation to rule anything in or out.
Meanwhile, the government will pay to rebuild the bridge, which not only affects the state. Ship traffic at the port of Baltimore suspended indefinitely.
This port is responsible for over 51 million tons of foreign cargo. That's the largest in the country.
I'm Julie Walker.
A surge in cheap exports from China in industries like electric vehicles could create an oversupply and hurt economies, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned in a speech on Wednesday. She plans to raise those risks during her next China trip, likely this year, and press Beijing to take necessary steps to address the issue. In her speech in the southern U.S. state of Georgia, Yellen touted the benefits of President Joe Biden's landmark Inflation Reduction Act and highlighted major business investments that have been announced in response. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.